Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week we talked about the time when Jesus and the apostles went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas did not go with them. He went to tell the Jewish leader where Jesus was. The Savior asked Peter, James, and John to go with him into the garden. He asked them to wait while he went to pray. Jesus knew he needed to suffer for the sins of all people. He did not want to suffer, but he chose to obey Heavenly Father. Peter, James, and John fell asleep while Jesus prayed. Jesus came and found them sleeping. He asked them to stay awake. He went to pray again. Peter, James, and John wanted to stay awake, but they were very tired. They fell asleep again. Jesus again found them sleeping. He went and prayed a third time. As Jesus prayed, he began to tremble because of the pain. An angel came to strengthen him. He suffered so much that he sweat drops of blood. He was suffering for all of our sins so that we can be forgiven if we repent. Jesus woke Peter, James, and John. He told them that he would be betrayed and killed. Jesus said that wicked people were coming to take him away. Children, the story we are going to read today is one of the saddest stories in the New Testament. We are going to talk about the death of our Savior. Of all our Heavenly Father's children that have lived or will live, Jesus was the only perfect person. During his life, he did everything right. Because he was perfect, Jesus was the only person that could be our Savior. He spent his life loving and serving others. He taught all of us how to love Heavenly Father and how to return to live with him after we die.
The leaders of the Jews sent men with swords and sticks to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Judas Iscariot was with them. The chief priests had paid Judas to show the men where Jesus was.
Judas showed the men who Jesus was by kissing him. The men led Jesus away. They mocked and hit him.
Then they took Jesus to the high priest, Caiaphas. The Jewish leaders asked Jesus questions.
They said that he had broken the law by saying that he was the Son of God. Jesus told him that he was the Son of God.
They said Jesus was guilty and should die. The Jewish leaders did not have the authority to kill Jesus. They took him to Pontius Pilate, who could sentence Jesus to die.
The Jewish leaders told Pilate that Jesus had taught the people to disobey their Roman law. Pilate did not think Jesus had done anything wrong.
Pilate wanted to let Jesus go. The crowd wanted Jesus to be crucified. Pilate still wanted to let Jesus go, but the priests and the people kept shouting that they wanted Jesus to be crucified.
Pilate washed his hands. He said that he was not responsible for Jesus' death. The people said that they would be responsible for his death. Pilate told his soldiers to crucify Jesus.
Who sent men with swords and sticks to get Jesus? Madeline?
The leader of the Jews.
Where did the leader tell the men they would find Jesus? Haley?
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
What did the chief priests give Judas to betray Jesus? Reagan?
Money.
That's right, money. Why did Judas kiss Jesus when he saw him? Madeline?
So the men with the swords and sticks would know who Jesus was.
What did the men do to Jesus as they took him away? Rachel?
They mocked and hit him.
Where did they take him, Riley?
To the high priest.
What was his name?
Caiaphas.
According to the Jewish leaders, how did Jesus break the law, Reagan?
By saying he was the Son of God.
So when Jesus told them that he was the Son of God, what did they say? Madeline?
They said he was guilty and he should die.
The Jewish leaders wanted to kill Jesus. Why didn't they? Why didn't they kill him, Rachel?
They didn't have the authority.
So who did they take him to be sentenced to die? Haley?
Pontius Pilate.
What did the Jewish leaders say Jesus was teaching the people? Reagan?
To disobey the Roman law.
And why did Pilate want to let Jesus go? Rachel?
He didn't think he did anything wrong.
What did the people in the crowd want Pontius to do to Jesus? Riley?
Crucify him.
Why do you think Pilate washed his hands before he turned Jesus to the soldiers? Reagan?
He wanted to show it wasn't his fault.
Who said that they would take responsibility for the death of Jesus, Riley?
The people.
So in the end, what did Pilate tell his soldiers to do to Jesus? Madeline?
To crucify him.
Pilate didn't want to crucify Jesus, but he gave in to everyone else. How can we be strong enough to make right decisions, even though other people may want us to do what's wrong? Haley?
Pray for help.
You bet we can pray. Madeline?
Put on the armor of God.
Wow, I love that answer. That is a great answer. Anybody else? Reagan?
Live the gospel every day.
I love that. Absolutely.
Choose the right.
I love it, Riley. That is right. How does doing the right thing show Heavenly Father and Jesus that we love them, Madeline?
We show obedience. If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about how the Savior was betrayed by one of his close followers and then brought before Pontius Pilate and sentenced to death. Turn with us to chapter 53, Jesus is Crucified, on page 136, as we learn about the final moments of the Savior's life here on earth.
The soldiers beat Jesus with whips. They put a purple robe on him. They made a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head.
They laughed at him and spit on him. They called him King of the Jews. Many people followed the soldiers as they took Jesus to a hill near Jerusalem.
They made him carry his own cross. They nailed his hands and feet to the cross and lifted it up. They also crucified two other men who were thieves.
Jesus prayed. He asked Heavenly Father to forgive the soldiers who crucified him. They did not know that he was the Savior.
Mary, the mother of Jesus, was standing by the cross. The Apostle John was there too. Jesus told John to take care of his mother. John took Jesus' mother to his home.
Darkness covered the land. The Savior suffered on the cross for many hours. His spirit left his body and he died.
When he died, an earthquake broke huge rocks into pieces. A curtain in the temple, called the veil, was torn in two.
The Roman soldiers were afraid. One of Jesus' disciples took the Savior's body off the cross.
He wrapped it in a cloth and placed it in a tomb, a place where people are buried. A big rock was rolled in front of the tomb.
How did the soldiers treat Jesus, Madeline?
Rudely.
Very rudely. What did they put on his head? Haley.
A crown of thorns.
Where were the soldiers taking Jesus? Reagan?
To the hill where he would be killed.
And who was following them?
A crowd of people.
What was it that Jesus had to carry as he walked to the hill? Rachel?
His cross.
That's right, his cross. What did the soldiers do to Jesus' hands and his feet? Riley?
Nailed it to the cross.
Who else was crucified at the same time as Jesus? Haley, do you know?
Two thieves.
Right, two thieves. Who did Jesus pray for while he was hanging on the cross, Madeline?
The soldiers who crucified him.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Why do you think Jesus asked Heavenly Father to forgive the soldiers that were killing him? Reagan?
It wouldn't be fair to punish them since they didn't know what they were doing.
Exactly. So who was standing close by as the Savior hung on the cross? Riley?
His mother.
How do you think Jesus' family and friends felt as they watched him suffer? Rachel?
Very sad.
What did Jesus ask John to do with his mother Mary? Madeline?
To take care of her.
Even during his final painful moments, Jesus was thinking of others. What are some ways that we can show love for our families just like Jesus? Haley?
Be kind to them.
Exactly, be kind. What else can we do? Reagan?
Help them and serve them.
I love that answer. Anybody else? Rachel?
Love them.
Wonderful. That's as easy as it can be, huh? Just to love them. So when Jesus died, what happened to his spirit? Reagan.
It went to heaven.
What did the disciple do with Jesus' body after he took it off the cross? Madeline?
He wrapped it in a cloth and placed it in a tomb.
Why did Jesus allow himself to be crucified? He had a choice, right? Rachel?
Because it was part of Heavenly Father's plan?
Yes, it was. How can we show our gratitude and love to the Savior for what he has done for us? Riley?
To keep the commandments.
Wonderful answer. Rachel?
Pray to him.
Right, because that's talking to him, right? Anybody else? What else can you do to show your love and gratitude? Reagan?
Treat others the way he would treat them if he were here.
I love it. Perfect. Madeline?
Do what he asks of us.
I love that. Perfect. One more. Haley?
Try to be like him.
Try. That's all you can do, huh? Thank you. That was a great answer.
The Father tell the world of love and tenderness. He sent his son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go? does the Father ask of us? What do the Scriptures say? Have faith, have hope, live like His Son. Help others on their way. What does He
Even though this story is sad, it represents one of the happiest things that have ever happened as well. The Savior's sacrifice makes it possible for us to live with our Heavenly Father and our families forever. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 54, Jesus is Risen.
See you next week.
Scripture Power.